The Reading Light, a quarterly newsletter of Talking Book Services at the Mississippi Library Commission. Winter 2026 issue. Friends of Handicapped Readers for Talking Book Services. Did you know that Talking Book Services has a Friends of Handicapped Readers support organization? The Friends of Handicapped Readers, FOHR, is a nonprofit charitable organization that is dedicated to supporting the work and mission of Talking Book Services at the Mississippi Library Commission. The FOHR aids TBS in providing public awareness and feedback to services, as well as funding patron engagement initiatives for programs and outreach. The organization meets quarterly to discuss updates and initiatives for TBS, and beginning in March 2026, those meetings will be held both in person and virtually. If you are interested in volunteering with TBS, the Friends of Handicapped Readers is open for membership to all TBS patrons across the state. For more information about becoming a member, please contact TBS Director Miranda Loper at 601-432-4116 or email talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. In December 2025, Talking Book Services staff and the Friends of Handicapped Readers celebrated advancements in reading accessibility for the blind and print disabled at their annual Christmas party. TBS News, Updates, and Reminders. Sensory Story Kits. Our Sensory Story Kits are new and improved additions to our TBS collection and are provided in partnership with the Special Collections Department at MLC. Sensory Story Kits are designed as an immersive learning experience for children by learning through play. The kits were created to enhance the titles for children with and without visual impairments. Each kit contains the full picture book in Braille, a large print user guide, a Braille user guide, Braille alphabet cards, and sensory toys or other materials that relate to the story. For example, the Good Night Moon Sensory Story Kit features an interactive toy clock with Braille numbering, mittens and socks, comb and brush, wooden stars, and more thematical elements. The items included in these kits provide a hands-on way for children to experience books and aid in the comprehension and enjoyment of the story. Children of all ages and capabilities can use tactile and sensory exploration to enhance their understanding of concepts and ideas transmitted through books. These kits have a 2-month checkout period and are mailed in specialized TBS mailing bags via USPS. 15 titles are available with a variety of materials to pair with each story. If you are interested in checking out one of these new kits, please call a reader advisor at 601-432-4151 or email talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. E-Braille on cartridge. Talking Book Services circulates specialized refreshable Braille devices, known as e-readers, for patrons who wish to use e-Braille, which is available for download through BARD, the Braille and Audio Reading Download. Now, e-Braille is available on cartridge, just like Talking Books on cartridge, without the need for Wi-Fi. TBS Reader Advisors can curate a reading list specifically based on your preferences. And these eBraille cartridges can be delivered to your residence via USPS mail. Once connected to the Braille e-reader, the cartridge will automatically begin to transfer the books to the internal storage on the device. Then, the cartridge can be returned while you enjoy your books at your leisure. Fun fact, the e-reader's internal memory has the ability to hold the entirety of the NLS eBraille collection on one device. For more information about eBraille on cartridge, contact a reader advisor at 601-432-4151. TBS staff feature. Patron Services Librarian, Margaret Y. Smitherman.
Hello, my name is Margaret Smitherman, and I am primarily a reader's advisor for patrons. My duties here at the Mississippi Talking Book Services Library include processing applications for new patrons who are interested in accessing our services, transferring records for patrons moving in and out of state, processing patron requests, and other duties as assigned. I have held this position here for over 19 years now. I graduated from the University of Southern Mississippi with a major in English literature and a strong desire to become a librarian. However, my plans changed when I married a blind vendor and spent the next 20 years working in the Randolph Shepherd vending program. I currently make my home in Ridgeland, Mississippi, with my husband Melvin and two cats. My hobbies include a large container garden, a changing variety of handcrafts, and a lifelong interest in reading. My favorite books are mostly classics, but I also like science fiction, fantasy, westerns, mysteries, suspense, and historical fiction. I have been a patron of the Mississippi Talking Book Services far longer than I have been a librarian. I received my first talking book player when I was 7 years old. In those days, it was a rather large record player. We have surely come a long, long way since then.
Reading Corner. Our Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, service allows you to download books to your personal device or computer instantly. BARD Mobile is available for Apple and Android devices. BARD Express is available for Windows-based computers. Check out our tutorials for operating BARD applications on our website. Recent Top BARD Downloads. The Wife Upstairs by Frida McFadden. DB130129. The Argument, a gripping psychological thriller with an incredible twist by Victoria Jenkins. DB128800. Unscrewed by Lois Greeman. DB32231. The Judge's List by John Grisham. DB105337. Hidden Nature by Nora Roberts. DB129760. Nightshade by Michael Connelly. DB130293. The Murder Club by Alexandra Ivy. DBC304-08. Road to Perdition by Max Allen Collins and David Self. DB 128196. Winter Picks. Discover what our reader advisors are reading this winter. Margaret's Pick. The Christmas Train by David Baldacci. DB55045. Also available in Braille, BR14463. Journalist Tom Langdon takes a cross-country train from the East Coast to Los Angeles to spend Christmas with his girlfriend. On the trip, he meets a host of zany characters, including one who happens to be his former lover. Sparks fly until Tom's girlfriend shows up in Chicago. Margaret says this is a lighthearted Christmas story disguised as a suspense novel. I love the descriptions of all the people who have come together for this holiday journey across America. It does truly make me think of one of Mark Twain's narratives. Evan's Pick. Emma by Jane Austen. DB023490. Also available in Braille. BR08733. In a small English town, a young socialite named Emma Woodhouse sees herself as an expert matchmaker, despite her lack of experience and the misgivings of her level-headed friend, Mr. Knightley. As she proceeds to insert herself into the relationships of all those around her, a chaotic situation arises that threatens to boil over and completely destroy her social circle. Evan says, described by the author as a heroine whom no one but myself will much like, Emma is one of the most interesting female leads in any of Austen's works. The book is simultaneously a classic Austen tale, while also a deep critique of the social and cultural norms that existed in her time. John's Pick. The Mysterious Mr. Quinn by Agatha Christie. DB014405. Also available in large print. LPFC555. It had been a typical New Year's Eve party, but as midnight approaches, Mr. Satterthwaite, a keen observer of human nature, senses that the real drama of the evening is about to unfold. He's proved right when a mysterious stranger knocks at the door. Who is this Mr. Quinn? He seems to appear and disappear almost like a trick of the light. In fact, the only consistent thing about him is that his presence is always an omen, sometimes for good, but sometimes deadly. This volume contains the adventures of Mr. Satterthwaite, a wealthy, elderly bachelor whom life has passed by, and Mr. Harley Quinn, a vaguely supernatural figure whose appearances in Satterthwaite's life always spell adventure. John says this book of short stories is not quite typical Agatha Christie, with the supernatural Mr. Quinn lending an atmosphere of strange whimsy. If you'd like some seasonally appropriate mystery stories with a unique tone, then I suggest you read this. J.D.'s Pick. Crazy Horse and Custer, The Parallel Lives of Two American Warriors by Stephen E. Ambrose. DBC27258. In Crazy Horse and Custer, Stephen Ambrose gives the reader a detailed and fascinating view into the parallels between two men whose lives will forever be entwined. This dual biography explores the similarities between the two, detailing their family and personal lives, as well as the environments and communities that shaped them. From West Point to the Plains of the American West, the book explores themes of Reconstruction and westward expansion, told through the lives of the men who would inevitably meet at the Little Bighorn. J.D. says this is an excellent choice for anyone interested in the history of the American West and westward expansion, or Native American stories and histories. Mississippi Magazines. Interested in reading local magazines? Talking Book Services produces two Mississippi magazines in audio format available via cartridge. Mississippi Outdoors is produced by the Mississippi Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks and features our beautiful state's biodiversity and outdoor recreational activities. Mississippi Magazine details our state offerings through food, entertainment, travel, and special wedding services. Contact a reader advisor at 601-432-4151 or email talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us to subscribe. Looking for more reading lists? With hundreds of thousands of audio and braille books and magazines available from the National Library Service, for some patrons, it's hard to know where to start searching. Collection Connections, a free email newsletter from the NLS Collection Development Staff, can help. Each month, it highlights fiction and nonfiction titles focused on a timely theme. To sign up, send your name and email address to the Collection Connections team at connections@loc.gov. You can unsubscribe yourself from the list at any time. Past editions of the newsletter can be found here. https://www.loc.gov/nls/new-materials/collections-connections/. The Reading Light is written and edited by the staff of the Mississippi Library Commission's Talking Book Services Department. It is available in Braille, through email, in large print, as well as via audio on cartridge and on our website. Any mention of products and services in the Reading Light newsletter is for information purposes only and does not imply endorsement. Library service hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone, 601-432-4151 or toll-free at 1-800-446-0892. Fax, 601-432-4476. Email, talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Website, http://mlc.lib.ms.us/tbs/. Web catalog, https://tbsopac.mlc.lib.ms.us/. Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/MS Library Commission/. This publication is partially funded under the Federal Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Mississippi Library Commission for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. End of The Reading Light, Winter 2026 issue. Narrated by Miranda Loper. Recorded in the Talking Book Studios of Friends of Handicapped Readers, Mississippi Library Commission, Jackson, Mississippi, January 2026. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited.